listener production.
Hi there, Isabel Everett with your news briefing. A Queensland man accused of assaulting a fisherman in Indonesia during a drunken and naked rampage has settled a peace deal with his alleged victim's family. 23-year-old Bodie Marnie Risby Jones has been behind bars for over a month and will be forced to pay $25,000 for his freedom. He's set to remain in custody while prosecutors in Jakarta determine whether the deal is sufficient. More than 20 national sporting organisations, including the AFL, Cricket Australia and NBL, have united to support a voice to Parliament. The referendum will be held between October and December. AFL legend Eddie Betts getting behind the Yes campaign.
Sport is a platform. It's a massive platform to make change and to create change as well. So, yeah, it's pretty special. It's a special day.
Two 13-year-old boys have handed themselves into police over yesterday's Monster Inferno in Sydney CBD. They're assisting with inquiries. Acting Assistant Commissioner Paul Dunstan says others may have been involved.
I can further confirm that we're aware of a further three or four other young people that were present during the fire. We asked them to come forward with their parents and put their side of the story forward.
And the first ever Golden Guitar winner, Joy McKeon, has died at the age of 93 after a battle with cancer. She was also the wife and manager of Slim Dusty and wrote many of his hit songs.